Well, and that's because I was going on D-Star. D-Star at P25 is amazing. Yeah. No, I've had a lot of good compliments between all the bands, or all the modes, all the bands, what am I talking about? All the modes. So, yeah, no, I know. DMR is DMR. DMR actually sounds great on D-Star. I like D-Star. Don't get me wrong. D-Star is my go-to. But, you know, the repeater is capable of these modes, and I don't see why I couldn't run them on a repeater and open it up for these people here. If they want to use it, they can use it. If they don't want to use it, I don't care if they use it or not, because I didn't build it for them. I built it for me, myself, and I. And I got to go with what I enjoy. So, anyway. What I enjoy is I have a multi-mode network, and I don't have all the modes. I have all the modes on the network, but I don't have access to it on the repeater. And something was telling me last night, actually, I was thinking about this, why don't I enable whatever I can afford and do it to it? I was looking online at NXDN radios. I'm going to tell you, just a regular standard NXDN radio, I can pick up for $150. It's a Kenwood. The Kenwoods and the Icoms seem like they're really low priced. And that radio was $400 to $520. That was a megahertz. 400 megahertz to 520 megahertz. And geez, $150 for an NXDN radio? That's a win. I think it was an NX300. That's what I was looking at. It came with everything. Charger, battery, a whole nine yards.